Security, the Microsoft Security Podcast. Talking Security.
Hi, welcome to the latest episode of the Talking Security. Let's Talk, brought by you by experts from the field. I'm your host, Frans Oudender, and I'm co-hosted by Poyan Gabazi. And today, we're diving into the critical advancements and developments in the cybersecurity landscape over the past 2 months, as we close the chapter in 2024 and usher in 2025 the ever-evolving nature of security threats and countermeasures continues to shape our digital world. In this episode, we'll explore the most significant updates from December and January 2025, providing you with key insights and actionable intelligence to fortify your organization's defenses. From groundbreaking innovations and threat detections and response to the latest regulatory updates and industry best practices, we'll cover everything you need to stay ahead of the curve. Join us as we engage with industry leaders, cybersecurity experts, and Microsoft specialists to dissect these developments and their implications for business of all sizes. So grab a cup of coffee, settle in, and let's talk security. Welcome, Poyan.
Thanks, Frans.
It's 2025. And I think a lot has happened in the last 2 months, not only from updates within the security products that we are using day to day, but also some vulnerabilities and some activities that are not normal.
Yeah, definitely. It was a pretty interesting end of the year. It was a lot of companies were quite busy. It was a lot happening. But let's say with first, maybe a little bit too late, but everybody the best wishes for 2025 and that everybody may have a very digital, secure 2025. But yeah, interesting to I think to generally point out some of the highlights that we have seen for the last months. I think one of the most important, maybe not technology-wise, but definitely for the from a regulation perspective and for the financial, is that DORA is now officially enforced, applied since 17th January.
DORA, can you explain what's DORA?
Oh, DORA is the Digital Operations Resilience Act. It's an European regulation that entered into force somewhere around 16 January 2023, and the companies had like a time to adapt and apply the policies. At the core, it aims to strengthen the information and communication technologies as for financial entities, and it is mainly the idea behind DORA is to bring harmonization of the rules relating of the digital operation resilience for the financial sector, applying to 21 different types of financial entities. So,
especially financial institutes and organizations are relying and need to take action on DORA.
They needed to have already taken action on DORA, yeah.
Hopefully, because we are recording that at the January 20. So, and it's active and it will apply from January 17 this month. So hopefully they have taken action already.
Yeah, definitely. So that was a big one, definitely in the Netherlands. A lot of financial organizations were last couple of years working hard. Another nice one that you mentioned at our first episode when we had the Ignite Recap, the Defender for Office 365, where they announced at Ignite that it will contain LLM functionalities. We saw it coming. It's being rolled out at the moment.
And LLM, large language models. So they're basically AI based detections yep. that are added into Defender for Office to get detections and get better detections on that, isn't it?
Yeah, the researchers at Microsoft announced at Ignite that they see an increase in the quality of the mail attacks that they are receiving. So it's not your average prince from South Africa, which is donating a million. So it's really high quality, language-based, content-based. So they are having a hard time to distinguishing the false between the truths. So to find that more and analyzing that better, that Microsoft introduced also the same LLM language model into their Defender for Office 365. And based on that, based on the machine learning models that they have an advanced techniques, they are introducing certain categories which they will attach to certain emails to categorize them much better to make it understandable for security operation teams once they are investigating an incident.
Nice. And not only updates within the products, but also I think it was December somewhere that there was an LDAP nightmare called vulnerability. In the wild, it was LDAP nightmare, so lightweight directory access protocol, LDAP. It was a CVE score form was 9.8. That was the CVE 2024-49112. And 113 at the end was a CVSS score for, I think it was 7.5. The first one, the 112, the vulnerability enables a remote code execution, RCE, that allows an attacker to gain full control of this of your system. So if an hacker has access to your Active Directory, LDAP environment, then potential he could do some remote code execution, and with that he can gain full access on your machine.
Yeah.
So that was the issue, but also 113 was denial of service, a DOS attack that can continues to reboot all domain controllers.
Yeah, so it was very scary. You could just very easily, we did a lab test on that, and you could just download the codes online and you could just brute force shut down a DC in no time.
Yeah. So basically Windows domain controllers were at risk.
Yeah.
With that, Microsoft has published an overview of the affected Windows version on their websites. So what you should do, hopefully you have done that already. If not, take action now directly. Install the patches of the security update of December. They are released on the normal patch Tuesday. But these updates are very crucial for your system. So take action today. On the other hand, if you have Defender XDR running in your environment, you can use Threat and Vulnerability Management within Defender XDR or Defender for Endpoint to detect and to use a KQL to detect if your systems are still vulnerable and you have to take action. And yes, do some monitoring on unusual LDAP actions, DNS SFV queries, or see LDAP responses that could help to indicate if there is something happening on your system.
Yeah, it was definitely a nice one around Christmas. A lot of IT departments were doing a lot of patching around that time when it was a lot of change pieces were implemented. So it was a nice one. Do we know that if there were any big issues regarding LDAP nightmare, by the way, Franz? Anything known to you, mentionable?
I didn't heard any big things because I think we were on time with the security patch, and I think most of customers, most of end users are implementing that on the right time. So I don't think the impact wasn't that huge, but potentially the impact could be very big, so to say. But it was another year, as I think it last year and 2 years back, it was also in December that we had a vulnerability that was popping up around Christmas, and that we have work to do in during Christmas time. So hopefully we can mitigate that for the next few months, in the next year. Do we have some other updates? Sentinel, probably?
Yeah, so we did a summary on the Sentinel team in this episode, mainly because they did some mentionable nice features lately, definitely also in the regard of the integration with Microsoft's Unified Security Operations System, which we will talk about later. But first of all, a lot of organizations and teams are using all kind of infrastructure code and automation purposes to deploy or maintain their configuration in Microsoft Sentinel. For that, you can use in the past PowerShell modules or JSON or Bicep when you were doing it through the pipelines. But Microsoft Sentinel also has a feature called repositories. And with the repositories, you have the option to attach GitHub or Azure DevOps, for example, as your external repository where you are hosting your configuration. That can be your workbook, your playbooks, your analytic rules, etc. And now they have announced in a preview that they will also be supporting Bicep templates. So you can have a GitHub repository where you are hosting your analytic rules instead of in JSON in the Bicep format. For the people that aren't familiar with Bicep is it's not a replacement. I don't know. It's an updated version or Azure Resource Manager JSON format. It has some advantages. Definitely when it comes to dependencies, detects that kind of stuff. So you have really complex solutions, definitely on the automation side. Instead of having all those in one template, you can like multiply it into different files. It gives you a little bit more context on building stuff. So definitely look that up. It will give you a little bit more features. Microsoft Sentinel, we also have workbooks. Workbooks were dashboards where you could just build really extremely high quality with dashboards based on KCOL functionalities. For KCOL, I mean, everybody knows that. That's custom query language. And those dashboards were for security operation teams or IT managers could use that to validate the environment, the health, and how it's everything performing. But looking toward the strategy where Microsoft Sentinel is integrating a lot with the Defender portal, Microsoft Sentinel workbooks are now also fully directly available from Microsoft Defender portal. For that, you can go in the Defender portal, select Microsoft Sentinel, Threat Management, Workbooks, and then you will see you will remain in the Defender portal instead of a new tab opening in the past where you were redirected to Azure portal. So definitely if you are looking Defender for portal, if you are using workbooks and working with Defender portal, definitely something to take a look at. Also, I really like this one because I get this question a lot at customers as well. Is the fact that within Microsoft Sentinel and Defender, we have a functionality called SOC optimization recommendations, where Microsoft does give you some optimizations based on your data sources, etc. How you can update your security posture. And what they have done now is they have also introduced a comparison in preview where you can select the organization category. So, for example, if you are in finance or in other organization categories, you can select that and it will recommend you based on other, so this is anonymized, of course, based on other similar customers on the similar branches, what type of data sources would be a good improvement for your security coverage, and other recommendations. So I think it's really good to for organizations to get a clear and holistic overview with that. And the last one from Microsoft Sentinel is that we have a limited preview going on at the moment where Microsoft is in testing with agentless deployments for SAP applications. In the past, if you wanted to onboard your SAP solution within Sentinel for monitoring your activities and other, you needed to have an agent, and they are doing now a limited preview for that. So definitely, if you are using SAP or you are planning to do it, and you have some spare time to, and there is slots free, of course, for that preview, take a look. So Frans, are we gonna point out all these elements in the short description also, or?
Yeah, what we can do is do a highlight in the description, eventually with a link to the What's New page on Sentinel. So it's completely free to read on the Microsoft doc. What is it? The docs. The early days we had docs, but nowadays it's the learning pages within Microsoft. You can read that. There was one other thing, unified security operations platform. But before we dive into that one, I want to highlight one update in Defender XDR. If you are from January, and I think it's active at the moment until July, we have Defender Boxed. What is Defender Boxed? Defender Boxed is a pop when you open your security.microsoft.com URL and you dive into Defender XDR. Then you have a popping up Defender Boxed, and that gives you all the highlights, what you have achieved last year. So how many incidents, what are the top results, and so on and so on. So it's really nice to see how many incidents you had in the year and so on and so on. So it gives you a lot of information about your security posture from over last year, so to say. Let's say open your Defender, security.microsoft.com, and let's see what your boxed is Defender Box is saying, and maybe you can do some highlights and post that on our socials.
That would be awesome.
But Puyan, Unified Security Operations Platform, what's new?
So yeah, we talk, I think, a lot about Unified Security Operations Center. Also, there was a lot of announcements on Ignite, of course, around it. For who has didn't see our latest episode, the idea behind Unified Security Operation Platform is to bring everything in a Defender portal on the one overview. So with that is, of course, our SIEM and XDR, Defender for Cloud as well. And Microsoft announced that within the Unified Security Operations Platform, if you have enabled on your workspace the Unified Security Operations, so the SOC optimizations, now both it supports the SIEM and the XDR data, and the coverage of that will be included across your whole Microsoft Defender services. So if you go into the Defender portal, the SOC optimization and the MITRE ATT&CK pages also now provide extra functionality for threat-based coverage, optimizations, etc. It's a little bit in one that we mentioned earlier on the SOC optimization as well. So it's showing a lot that Microsoft creating an hierarchy and bringing solutions together there. Those are a little bit the main highlights regarding Sentinel and XDR. Do you have anything to add on that, Frans?
No, I don't think because of the change of the year, a lot of people were on holiday, have some spare time there. So not that big announcements. So I think if we are doing the recording next month, we probably have more updates to share, especially in the Microsoft security ecosystem. So I want to continue with the next part of this episode, and that's the community spotlight. And I think you write it down something in our chat where we are managing all the updates, so to say. What is the community spotlight for this episode, Bojan?
Yeah. Exactly, Frans. I think a lot of people were on holidays enjoying the time with family, so not so much from what we saw on the community side. What I did saw was a great blog post from Rogier Dijkman, where he has written a KQL detection for Microsoft Sentinel for detecting fast HTTP brute force that was detected earlier in January, around 6 January. It was detected by the incident response team of SpareTip, where they detected that the fast HTTP, it's a Go library, was used and or misused for high-speed brute force password attacks targeting Microsoft 365 accounts globally. And in their first investigation, they saw that it was mainly targeting the Azure Active Directory Graph API as well. So Rahir did a research on that, and he sees that the most traffic is coming from countries as Brazil, Turkey, Argentina, Uzbekistan, and so on and so on. Because of the researchers indicated that 10% of this brute force attacks are successful. So it's a pretty high rate, actually. He wrote a KQL custom query language where he is using the sign-in logs provided from Azure Active Directory data connector, Microsoft Entra data source within Sentinel to detect this if this happened at your organization. We will include the URL. Definitely take a look at it. So that was one.
There was also one, the one that was popping up in my timeline as well. So I think the KQL that Rogier shared on his blog post is really helpful. If you want to look into it, the URL will be posted in the description. That will be his Medium account Medium page. An event roundup. We had some events in December. Did you attend one in December? Unfortunately not.
Why? I took was unfortunate, but I spent a lot of time with family, so that was that was awesome.
Yeah, I can imagine. But we had 9 till 12 December. Black Hat Europe was in London. And I think several recordings are available on the website and on YouTube as well. Chaos Communication Congress, the 38, was in Hamburg between Christmas and New Year. That was on the 27th until the 30th of December. I know some people who attended there. I know someone who has a talk there. But also, and that was a really interesting one, there was a... I will post the link to the YouTube video in the description. From Simulation to Tenant Takeover, from Vaisha Bernard. He's from iSecurity in the Netherlands. That one, it was a talk that triggers me a bit, because from Simulation, that he has a talk about MDO attack simulation, and with that there is a two tenant takeover, and within the talk he explains how he received money and some bug bounties? Because first, within MDO, there are templates that you can send out within a phishing simulation. In a few of them, Atlassian URLs are mentioned. But what was before Atlassian.com wasn't registered. So he registered some Atlassian sites. And then at that moment, he was not the only one who's sending out that kind of templates. So he received a lot of requests to access that website and so on. And because of that, he reported that to Microsoft. He earned a bug bounty.
Nice.
And there was a mail address in the as a reply address. That domain was not registered, so he again reported a bug bounty.
But that wasn't in the original emails from.
In the phishing templates.
Oh, in the phishing templates.
In the phishing templates of MDO, and so on. So you have to, definitely watch, because in the end.
Very interesting.
Via GDAP, you know GDAP, granular delegated access control. Yeah. So you can access your customer or partner's tenant.
Yeah.
So he gained access to the Microsoft environment as a global admin. Okay. You definitely need to watch that.
I didn't get the time to see it, but this was on 27th to 30th December.
That was on the end of December. That was on the Chaos Communication Congress, the 38th one in Hamburg. And that video is on YouTube.
Interesting.
Everything is fixed in the meantime, but it's fantastic to see. And my trust in attack simulation was a bit down, so I need a conversation with the guys and girls from Microsoft on that. Okay. You are volunteering on an event in March, Puyan. Which one?
That's correct. There is a new initiative for this year. It's called Yellowhead from the Netherlands, but it's also containing organized from outside of the Netherlands. It's going to be a Microsoft security, say based on the speakers we have seen now, deep technical speakers. So it's going to be definitely 300, 400 level. It is physical in Amsterdam. It's going to be hosted at Microsoft.
It's hosted at the Microsoft office. There are 120 seats available physically, live streaming from, I think it's 3 p.m. Central European time until 10 p.m. in the evening. So we can go, we cover all around the world. And I used to be a volunteer on that one. So I should do the recording and the live stream. But unfortunately, I have some private appointments there. That's the reason why I can't join this time. But I think it's worthwhile to join in. Even if you are abroad, you can join the live stream, because technical experts from around the globe are joining. The keynote will be delivered by Raviv Tamir. He's the one who is responsible for Microsoft Defender in general. So Raviv is joining in Amsterdam. Thomas Neunheim, Matthias Borg, Stefan Schurling, Dirk-Jan Mollema from the Netherlands, Roberto Rodriguez. There are a few names that are joining. Definitely you need to be there.
Yeah, and I was just checking the website, and I believe that the physical tickets already all sold out or gone, because it was really limited. So I think it's only online tickets available, which are free. So definitely register a spot to join at this amazing event.
There are at the moment on the January 20th, there are 23 tickets for VIP in person remaining. So there are a few left.
Okay.
But yeah, you have the ability to join the live stream for free.
Yeah. And there are 75 euros plus some fat on top.
75 euro plus some fat. What's on top of it? Yeah.
Good.
So join in on the on March the 6th, definitely.
44 days to go.
Yeah. And I want to highlight another event, a double event, so to say. February 5th, February 6th. February 5th, the workplace Ninja Netherlands Connect. And February 6th, there's the MC2MC Belgium Connect. So we are, I'm one of the organizers of the Workplace Ninja Netherlands. So we joined the forces and we combined the Belgian and the Netherlands together to have some international speakers that we can share, more or less related to workplace. And if you are in the Netherlands and you want to join on February 5th, please reach out to us. I think there are a few tickets left, but we were already sold out and we extended a bit. So a few tickets left if you want to join on workplace and workplace security.
Yeah, indeed. I think for our listeners, it's when it comes to Workplace Ninja, it's not only about workspace, but it's also the security around it. Is that correct? Maybe you can collaborate some of the sessions.
Yeah, it's Workplace Ninja, and it's mainly workplace related. But if you look at identity, identity is workplace related, and yeah, identity stuff is also covered. But if you look at the schedule, we have a secure Windows 11 endpoint, building that one, Entra SSE, so secure service edge. We have passkeys in M365 with Jan Bakker, for example, but also Defender for Endpoint and Global Secure Access better together. The network detection strategies, mm-hmm. for example. What do we have? A user account is compromised. What should I do now? From Peter Klapwijk, for example. So also security topics are covered there as well.
I mean, we can also say that a lot of attempts to a breach and environment starts with the endpoint and user. So it's one of the most important spaces. They don't start hacking on your firewall.
That's it. So to finish up with a trivia, we have a new trivia challenge. Last time we did it together. But now I want to ask our audience a trivia question. So reach out to us on the socials with the answer. And the question is, in which year did the infamous Yahoo data breach occur, exposing over 3 billion user accounts? What year was that? So if you reach out to us, we pick someone and that one will get some goodies from us.
And I think some of our listeners are thinking, Yahoo, what is that?
That could be.
Yeah. So Yahoo was once a huge mail. Yeah, what was it? I didn't even
got it. It's still there. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, amazing. Okay. Good. So they can leave that on the comments on our socials fronts. Maybe you can point them out where they can do that the best way.
Let's see. Reach out to us through LinkedIn or through our X account. Let's do that through LinkedIn. Reach out to our LinkedIn page, Talking Security, and then send us a message. We will pick someone and we will mention that in the next recording as well.
Awesome.
Okay, so also, if you want to join in, tell us what caught your attention in the last month, whether it's a new feature, a game-changing announcement, or an interesting security challenge you're currently tackling We'd love to hear from you. So share it with us. We can mention it in our recording, or if you have to tell something new or whatever, you can join in. We have no place in our episodes. That's possible. So we love to hear from you on our socials. And with that, I will finish up. Thanks, Poyan, for joining me on this recording. And I say, remember, stay safe, stay secure, and let's keep the conversation going. See you next month in the Talking Security. Let's talk. Talking Security.